Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we come into your word, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with us so that he can not only guide us, Father, but that he can give us the right formation of this, your word, Father, so that we can grow stronger in faith, trust, and a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and with you, Father. And that we'll be better equipped to reach out to those around us, to help them whatever way we can, Father, to help to lead them deeper into the Word of God. And those that are walking in darkness, may we be of help to them, Father, and come to the knowledge that they need something more than themselves, and that they need to come out of that darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I'm asking this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's time for our communion. So if you've got everything ready, get your bread. Father, now as we prepare to get together for communion, we're asking, Father, that if there has been anything in our lives today that has not been pleasing to you, forgive us, Father. And let us know what it was so that we don't do that again. Now, Father, let us always remember the Lord Jesus Christ and those stripes upon his body, Father, that he took for us. They were not his, Father. they were because of us that he bore. Now, Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. All in his sweet, precious name, that precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and he'd given thanks. He break it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So eat your bread. With your cup. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had sipped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. All right. Now, we're going to be in the fourth chapter here of Acts. This 37th verse to the book of Acts. And here again, we're going to be dealing with Peter and John in prison. And what God does and all of that. There's quite a bit here. All right. Chapter 4, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. You know, Luke gives an extended account here of the arrest and trial of Peter and John, as he does later with Paul, to demonstrate that Christianity is not an illegal sect, even though continually attacked. Now, here in verse 2, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And you see, that's the main problem. Right there is because the whole one group, the Sadducees, did not believe in the resurrection at all. And then even among the Pharisees, they believed there would be a resurrection and all, but it was weak and sketchy. And then, too, they were walking and denying the Lord Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. You know, the answer to the Jewish leaders was twofold. The presumption of the apostles to teach people as they were recognized rabbis. They wasn't agreeing with that either, see, because a lot of people were looking at them as them being rabbis. And in a sense, they was, but they was even above the rabbis because they were disciples and apostles. And that was another thing, too, that they didn't really like. And the second thing was the teaching of the resurrection, which was denied by these Sadducees. As I told you earlier, you see, they didn't believe in the resurrection at all. Now, three. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now even time. So they caught them in the evening, and they put them in jail, so to speak. Scripture calls it hold. But back then, I don't imagine they called it jail. But we know they were under arrest and were being held. Today, we'd call it jail. Now, four. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed. That's something else they didn't like. Because they was gaining believers. And they was gaining them from their own people. And that was something else they were jealous over and they didn't like, because they was taking them away from the Mosaic law and bringing them under grace. And the number of men was about 5,000. Pretty good groups. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, you know, their phenomenal results may also have had something to do with their arrests. 5,000 men plus women and children have now turned to Christ there in Jerusalem. They wasn't liking that. Now six. And Ananias, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. You know, Ananias was the patriarchal ex-high priest, and his son-in-law, Caiaphas, held the political office. He had taken over from Ananias. Seven. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? They won questions now, but they're not going to like the answers either. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, now if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. You know they're not going to like this at all. And they're saying by, just by his name. Because you see, Jesus is not on earth here during this. He's done ascended and went back to heaven. Now, 11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. And we all know he is the head of the church. And that's the church we all need to belong to. Yes, here on earth we have different names for our churches. But those churches should all belong to the one church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, an almighty God, that is living and teaching nothing but the word and the truth of God's word, not mixing things up and twisting and turning it, leaving things out and adding things to it, but teach it as it is written. And just bringing it out in the depth of it so that we can all grow thereby. 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way at all. You know, the name of Jesus Christ is the center of contention and ever will be. Salvation for Jew and Gentile alike is exclusively through the name of Jesus Christ. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You know, God didn't go and get the wise men and all of that to make disciples and the strong men and all of that. He picked from the lowest of mankind. Most were fishers. Then you had a tax collector. You know, nobody likes tax collector. He only had one, really, that you would say had to be really educated. And that was Luke, the physician. Think about that. The Greek words literally say that Peter and John were unlettered men in commoners. They were unlettered or uneducated in the technical rabbinical teaching. They were commoners in that they possessed no official position or special abilities. But the priests do clearly note that these men have been with Jesus. And this explains their boldness and power. But now we know that they didn't like it because they still was not really understanding. And those that could understand them and their teaching were becoming believers. 14. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. This one they healed, he's standing right there with them. So they can't deny that happening. He's right there as proof. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. here again, all these leaders, or so-called leaders, they've got to have this council among themselves to figure things out, trying to make things their way. 16, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. You see, they would have denied it if they could have, but the man's right there with them, so they have no way of denying it. What had happened. They couldn't deny that the man wasn't crippled before, because the man was carried and set at the temple gate every day as a beggar. 17. But that it spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Now, they're going to threaten them because they don't want them speaking the name of Jesus. They're not to use that name. Just like these evil leaders we've got in our government today, that has taken Jesus out of every place he was in and even wanted to take him away from the ministers. And they've told the ministers that they cannot use that name in public. But there's a lot of ministers out there like me. The more you tell me not to use that name, the more I'm going to holler it. And the louder I'm going to get. And the more I'm going to tell it too. But that's the way things are there with. 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. You see, that's two sentences right there in a row where they told them not to speak in that name. 17 and 18 both. 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. We're letting them know. We're not going that route. He's telling you, now you judge. Funny. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And that's what we need in our churches today. As men that will stand and boldly speak the truth of God's word, because they have studied his word and they bring it forth, and not things they have been taught by other men that are contrary to the word of Almighty God. And we have a lot of them. And we have a lot of them that have great big churches, and they're not right in the sight of God, because they do draw people. They tell nice big stories. But there's very little of the word of God in their stories. And what they do have in their stories is usually things they have twisted and turned that is contrary to the word of Almighty God. Now, So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they punished them because of the people. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. He's above 40 years old. He'd been around a while. We've known by a lot of people. And now, these that is against it and all want to get rid of the name of Jesus and everything, but yet they are afraid of the people because now the apostles are drawing good size assemblies. Now, 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Now, they're telling on them. They're letting others know what these chief priests and all has done and said. 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things. 26. The king of the earth, the kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. 27. For of a truth, against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. You know, now, 28, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. We are told time after time after time. My next time through the Bible, I want to count. If God won't let me forget it, I want to count how many times that word boldness appears to us that believe in the Lord our God and the Lord Jesus Christ, his son. Think about it. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child. How's these signs and wonders to be made? By his name. That's why you and I have been given the authority to use his name. If you are a born-again child of the living God, then you have the Holy Spirit living in you that has the power to do whatsoever you speak, if it is in line with the word of Almighty God. And you do it, and you do it all in Jesus' name. When they had prayed, now you're talking about prayer, when they had prayed, the place was shaken, for they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Heard that word again. Now, have you ever prayed and prayed prayer that was effective enough that God would shake the place where you was? I don't know if anyone that has, but then, now, I have prayed and him end up shaking me. He's done that quite a bit. Not the place where I was at. Now, 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. They had all things common. You see, this is why we are to share. Now, today we're not having to do even as they done. They all took in their groups, they would all sell everything, and then they would divide up to each one as they had need. Today we need to be willing to help any way we can, financially and spiritually, to all that we can reach and help. As we look, as with Peter in verse 8, so now the whole body of believers experience a renewal of the controlling influence or filling of the Spirit, you know. So we know that they prayed a whole lot and God answered them. God talked with them, and he will use. Once you form a relationship with him. But you have to go through Jesus to get to him. And then you need to go rightly, and you need to be wanting that infilling, indwelling of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. All right, now, 33. And with great power, the apostle, witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses, sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. who brought this crisis, brought them, they brought them to the disciples and laid them down at the apostles' feet and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. But yet today we were. And the reason we don't have is because most are not really giving. And even a lot of those that do give, they give grudgingly. And that doesn't do any good either. We are to be cheerful givers. And we are to give out of love. And then God will see that we are given to. Because you see, then we have to help others again. It is a cycle of Almighty God. That when you give and you give in love, not grudgingly or not because you think you have to, but you do it because of that love of Almighty God, then God will see that it's given back to you and usually with more given to you either. And that way you are a continuous source to be able others that are in need as God will lead you to them. Now, 36. And Jose, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of Constellation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus. 37. Having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 5. Chapter 4. I am not going into 5, but 5 is quite lengthy. It's, 42 verses. And we're going to be getting into a lot of things there in 5 that we really all need to have today and to understand. So we will stop here for this evening. And let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for setting me in the ministry where you have me and that you are using me, Father, every day. I may not be speaking to groups of thousands. I really don't know how many this message will reach. Because, Father, of the use of technology that goes way out from me, Father, reaching other places in this world that you know. And Father, I pray for all they will hear this message and will go and spend time with the Lord Jesus. And I pray that they are those out there in darkness who will hear these messages, Father, and come to the realization as they are led by the Holy Spirit of making Jesus their Savior, so that they, Father, too, can make heaven their home. Now, Father, be with each one this evening and through the night, letting them rest, Father. Keep them in health. Keep them safe, Father. And bring us all back together again tomorrow evening, Father. And tomorrow morning for more study in your word, Father. Now, Father, I pray for Jerusalem and Israel. I pray for peace for them. But I pray mainly, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, that is still with so much evil, I'm praying that those who have brought this evil upon this land, Father, be removed from office and replaced with those that love you, Father, love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves your church, loves your people, and loves this country, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance, Father. And will work with us to help us to bring our churches that are not where they should be to repentance and back into the word of Almighty God. Father, I pray for each member of this ministry, Father, and each one that takes a part of it. I pray for their children. I pray for the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and each and every member of their family. Now, Father, as I asked earlier, keep us through the night in health and safety. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Have a good evening and a great night. God be with you. Good night, all.